You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 36. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hey friends, welcome back to Called to Homeschool. We're going to talk to you today about the holidays and how you can keep them simple and not be stressed and overwhelmed during this time of year.
Yeah, because is it possible?
I think so. Do you?
Yes, I know so. Yeah. I know when I first started homeschooling, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're with your kids all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. Like you are just with them all the time. And so to throw in the holidays on top of it, like, okay, you're going to homeschool your babies all day and
then prepare for Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of that all at once.
And decorate your house and have this beautiful food and neighbors
and host everybody.
Yeah, I feel nervous and anxious just hearing you say that.
It's a lot. It's a little stressful. So we're going to talk to you about how we, both of us, have learned how to simplify that and take the burden off.
What episode is it? Is it 3 or 4 where it's Keep It Simple Sisters?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what number, but
it's right there at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I kept thinking of that as we were preparing for this episode of like, can we shout that from the rooftops any louder?
Yes.
This is our episode to you to say, we're giving you your permission.
Five.
Oh, episode five. I was off.
There you go.
To give you permission to create the Christmas and Thanksgiving that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To keep not lose your brain, not lose your mind, right?
Yes. And I think we've both done that really well with our families. And so we want to share our tips.
Yeah. And it's a growing experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me to get there, I had to have a terrible Christmas. And so I've been homeschooling a few years. And so going all the day long, homeschooling my babies, and then going at night because they were little. So I had to wait for my husband to get home to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
So then I was spending my nights Christmas shopping. And once that was done, I was spending my nights wrapping presents. And Christmas morning came and they ripped everything open. And a lot of it was broken within a few days.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I hate it. I hate it all. I hate Christmas.
It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we started a new tradition that year. But like, what was your kind of your pivotal moment of change?
So it's kind of an interesting for me because I grew up just with, you know, the normal traditional Christmas. But we had a big family and not a ton of money. But my parents somehow made it magical for us. But when my son was about 3 years old, it was Easter, actually.
Okay.
And we were talking about the Easter bunny coming, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world that there was this big bunny that was going to come and leave baskets and eggs. And he's like, that makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
And he just was too logical of a brain.
And that's how he works.
It is. It's how his brain is. And so we just got the giggles laughing about it. We're like, you're right. It is really ridiculous. So right after that, he started asking about the other things that, you know, like Santa Claus and tooth fairies and all of those kinds of things. And we just felt like he needed to hear the truth. And so my husband and I decided that we were not going to do those things. So we since then have never done Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or the tooth fairy. We've just told the truth. And not to criticize in any way if you have chosen to do those things in your family. I know there's a lot of opinions both ways, but that's how it started with us. And because we did that, I felt like it really simplified our Christmas in a lot of ways because we no longer had to do the sneaking around and the hiding and telling stories about where all these gifts came from. But we could tell our children that mom and dad are sacrificing to buy you these things. And it made them realize,
oh,
you know, this kind of matters a lot. And thank you so much. And they started to understand the value of it a little more. And also because of that, I think they could recognize that we couldn't spoil them rotten. You know, we couldn't give them tons and tons of things and that it had to be a little simpler.
Yeah, we don't do any of them either. And mine was because when I saw my mom getting an Easter basket ready, I was like, oh, what, you? Like it was this traumatic childhood moment.
And mine was too when I found out about Santa. I remember just being so upset about it. And I was older. I was 10.
Okay.
It's a little too old to still believe, but I was kind of one of those that just trusted people. And when they told me, I mean, I'm still that way. I trust people when they tell me things. And so I remember being upset and hurt.
Yeah, but it's like, so I have zero judgment because I get it. It's super fun.
Yeah.
Like the magic of it, like getting your kids excited. I get that. But now that I have teens and they ask me something and I can tell them truthfully an answer, and I said, have I ever lied to you? Is there anything I've lied about? And they're like, oh, no, you don't lie to us. Mm-hmm. So that's our two cents with it.
Yeah.
So you can do with it what
but
you
again,
like.
No judgments, please. Don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
Because I think that you can do it however your family feels is best.
Yes. And we don't do tooth fairy either.
Yeah. And I've gotten in trouble a couple of times with my siblings because my kids don't know how to keep their mouths shut about these things. And so that's been one of the struggles with it. And each year we have to remind everybody, okay, you don't tell your cousins and your friends these things. This is our own family's way of doing it. So that can be a challenge if you make that choice.
So the reason I know Karen, and for us, it's easier to keep it about Christ. Mm-hmm. If there's no Santa competing.
Definitely. And that is my biggest reason for doing it as well. And I really want to focus those holidays on Christ. And I really want my kids to understand the purpose of those holidays is not the gifts and the chocolate and the candy and, you know, all Santa Claus and reindeer, but the Savior.
Yeah. So what we do, I know Karen does some really cute traditions throughout the month. Mm-hmm. I keep it super simple. If my kids want to decorate, I go, fantastic, you can decorate. Do you want to make something? I do have some. I have the nativity. We did put up Christmas lights and whatnot. So I don't want to think I come off as a giant Scrooge. No. But I can only have so much energy.
Right.
And so much time I can put my energy into. And so I think it's so fun when people go over the top and decorate and do all these great things, but I mentally don't have the energy to homeschool and do that.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to pick.
Yeah. And I do love to decorate. We do a big tree, but our main decoration is my husband and I have a really large nativity collection, and it's so much fun to get them out every year. And we get one when we travel most of the time. So we have them from a lot of countries, and they're also Rich is my husband's sister. Will bring us, she travels a lot all over the world too. And so she'll bring us a nativity from different countries that she visits as well. So we have this really fun nativity collection that we love to pull out. And again, that is our focus on Christ and then our tree and our lights and things like that. But I think it's a lot of fun. But my husband always helps me do it all. So
that's awesome.
It's not too hard.
So what my family does instead of presents is we do a trip. And I love it. Like everything about it, I love it. So on Christmas morning, my husband, and we found out too, to travel over Christmas is so expensive.
Right.
And the beauty of being homeschooled is I can go when everybody else is in school. Mm-hmm. So it's like half the price and half the people.
Yes.
So on Christmas morning, my kids get their location revealed to them. Mm-hmm. And it is so fun.
So much fun. I love that tradition so much that we have also started doing that the last 2 years. We also did the same thing. And we do it a little bit different where we discuss it as a family, usually like where we're going, and then they'll get a gift and some stockings still.
Yeah.
But we've really, really scaled back on our gift giving and instead are doing more experience type things.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I don't want the stuff. And again, we've had the same experience where the toys break and they wear out, and within a month they're tired of them, and you've wasted all this money on things and things that you don't really even want and filling up your house. Yes. And so for us, I love taking the materialism out of it all and just focusing more on family experiences.
Yeah. So my trips have looked awesome and simple, like everything in between. Mm-hmm. So we've gone to Mexico. We drove to Mexico. That was an adventure. It was super fun. One year we didn't have a lot of money. And so this probably sounds right as I said that, it sounds like I'm like so rich. Like this is what a poor person would do. But like San Diego was a much cheaper option.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So we went to San Diego, but we didn't do SeaWorld or anything like that. That's really expensive to get into. We went to like the USS Midway and just Old Town San Diego and the beach. And we just kept it a lot really simple. Mm-hmm. One year was our biggest year was Hawaii. That was not the cheap year. But we follow flights from home and we got our tickets for $300 a person.
That's
and we're
awesome.
Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
we've
so cool.
done really stuff. And one year our bathroom flooded. And so our money was going into a new bathroom. So that year we actually didn't go anywhere and we got a piano.
Oh, cool.
And so, and our kids were like, for reals, there's no trip. Like, this is not a trick. This is not a test. Like, it is this piano. And so, like, we've had everything from in between.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's really neat. So some of my favorite holiday traditions. So Meg and I both take most of December, at least half of December off of school. I usually do half
of December. When about the school stop.
Mm-hmm. I try to follow the school calendar, but they seem to go so late, like midway through December.
Yeah, through the 20th.
The 20th or even the 22nd or something. So we're usually about half of December, I'll be honest, because once you kind of get closer there, it's really tricky to keep kids on task. But I don't do nothing through December. I like to read a lot more with them and just do less of like the structured schooling, more just like flexible. And we'll do a lot of Christmas picture books is one of my favorite things. So we have a little tradition in our family where we, every day through December, we read a Christmas picture book together. Mm-hmm. And the first year I did it, I wrapped them all.
Yeah.
I numbered them all. Mm-hmm. And it was super fun and exciting. And each day they'd open them and they weren't new books. They were just books that we'd had that I wrapped. And so it was like the anticipation of what they would get to open. But now I have just like this big drawstring Santa bag and I put them all in there and then they just take turns picking what they want that night. So it's still the same and it's still just as fun, but we just make sure to read one each day. And that's our fun tradition that we love.
I think that's so cute.
Yeah, it's been really special for us. And I love it. It just kind of brings us together and it brings us all these memories of, oh, remember this one? Because we don't read them any other time of year.
Right.
And so it's a lot of fun.
So are they books? Are you buying new ones every year or are you using the same ones?
You know, mostly the same. Every year I'll just like get one or two new ones. I just bought a new one. I was telling her it's called, I think it's called The Apple Tree Christmas or something kind of along those lines. And I read it to them last night just because it had just come in the mail. And it is the sweetest little story. I loved it so much.
Karen costs me so much money every time she recommends a book.
I love books. Yeah, we know that. But anyway, that's one of my favorite parts about December. And so, yeah,
that's super.
If you have another, if you want me to just keep going.
Yeah, I have some too, but
okay. You can take a turn and I'll come back.
So like, mine's more on Christmas Eve, some fun traditions. Mm-hmm. And one of our favorite traditions is to try to find a restaurant to go out to eat on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's funny. We've tried that before. Because, there's like, not any open.
No, and it's like, that's part of the adventure.
Denny's is open.
Oh,
on Christmas
is
Eve.
It? Uh-huh. A lot of Asian restaurants are open on Christmas Eve. But they're packed.
That's funny. We were trying to go out one night with Rich's family, my husband's family, and because his parents were in town, it was before they lived here, and they wanted to do a Christmas dinner. And I'm like, there's not anywhere open. Yeah. So I remember driving all around town looking for places, and his dad refused to do Asian.
Oh,
and so
funny.
Just on Christmas, he didn't want to.
Okay.
And so we ended up at Denny's and it's just this funny family story for us because it was just comical that we were like sticky tables and, you know, on Christmas Eve night,
pancakes for
it was
Christmas.
Funny.
Uh-huh. It's our part of our favorite tradition is we try to go somewhere that a lot of us have never eaten before.
Oh, fun.
So that adds a really tricky variable to it. So last year most of us had never eaten at Black Bear Diner.
Oh yeah. I've been there
their
once.
Portion sizes are gigantic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, everybody ordered their own plate.
They're
like,
massive.
Oh, okay. We could have ordered half. So that's one of our favorite things because I think it got started because I didn't want to sit and cook on Christmas Eve. And so like we go on a trip so I don't have to shop and we go on this so I don't have to cook. So
that's great.
I don't know. I love the feeling of when people are like, oh, I don't get a say. I'm like, you control everything, girl.
Yeah.
Like if you don't want to do it, figure out a way you don't have to do it. So that's how it got started.
And you know, it's true because you are you're the boss of your family, right? You really are. You and your husband, obviously, you make the choices together. But ultimately, like, typically, we're the boss, right?
What's the Greek show? My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah,
and she's
like,
your husband is the house of the head household. What is it?
The head of the household.
Thank you. You are the neck.
Oh.
And you tell
you
the
hold
head
it up.
Which way to lead. Like,
that's hilarious. Like that.
So.
No, but for reals, though, if there is a tradition that you've been doing just because you've always done it, you don't have to if you don't like doing it.
Yeah.
And Megan talks about how she doesn't want to cook. I actually love cooking and I love the holiday baking and I love so much about that. Like there's certain things that we only make at the holidays. And so it's really
fun
for us. We have our Welsh cakes that we make at the holidays and we always eat those at Christmas and Thanksgiving and, you know, just special recipes that are only made that time of year. And so for me, it's fun and it's like a gathering activity for our family because it's just kind of tradition. We all cook together and hang out together while we're cooking and creates memories. So I have different feelings about baking on Christmas than she does. And that's the joy of it is that you get to choose and you get to choose what matters most and what's creating those memories and those feelings that you want at your holiday season. But you don't have to let it stress you and overwhelm you if it's too much.
Yeah. And so cooking was too much for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, actually, this is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
one year we tried and made reservations.
Oh.
And if you've seen the Seinfeld, like anybody can take a reservation, but the tricky part is holding on to it. So they were like, okay, it'll be a 45-minute wait. And we're like, hold up. We like called a week in advance, made this reservation. Mm-hmm. So we ended out some amazing sushi joint. It ended up being great.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that's one of our favorite, like, drive around. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's like, I'm hungry. And we're like, I know, but it's going to be amazing.
That's hilarious. So one of my other favorite traditions, and this is another way I kind of tie it back into Christ at Christmas time, is to just do a little scripture advent. And we have, I've used the same one for years and years in a row. Just print out a little thing of scriptures where it's numbered by day. And I have a little box that has doors that open. It has a little nativity scene on the front, and then each day is numbered. And I put a little Hershey Kiss or a little peppermint or something in each door. And so each day they get to open one and read the scripture and have their little candy treat. And it's such a special thing for my kids. They love it so much. It's so simple, but it just kind of brings it back in each day to Christ and the meaning of it all. And then we're reading the whole story of Christ throughout the month.
That's awesome. Yeah, Christmas Eve, we always reread the nativity story. And we always read You Are Special by Max Lucado.
Oh, that's a cute book. I like that one.
We do that after we get home, after finding a restaurant.
After your dinner adventures.
Something fun that I love is Light the World of December.
Yes.
And I don't know what they're doing this year.
Yeah,
Year, I loved it because they had a daily thing.
Explain what this is for those that are not
sorry. You don't read
faith.
My mind?
No.
So we follow the hashtag Light the World. And it's under probably, is it lighttheworld.com? Do they have one?
I'm looking to see comeuntochrist.org.
Okay, comeuntochrist.org and do Light the World. Mm-hmm. And the first year they came out, they had a daily service thing you could do. Mm-hmm. And Christ.
They have it still. And they'll email them prompts. And they have it now where they'll even text it to you, I think.
Oh, that's cute.
I saw somebody post about it. And yeah, if you follow that hashtag Light the World, you'll find it. But it's so great. We love it so much.
Well, last year they did it a weekly thing and I didn't like it as much.
I didn't either.
But the one that they did it daily, and my cute sister, there was one about like people were thirsty and Christ gave them water or something like that. And so we went to a bike, what is it? The canal. What is that called? The trail.
The trail.
Thank you.
Murdoch Trail.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
And my girls and I handed out water bottles to people riding
cool.
on it.
My
sister did a cute one where they made hot cocoa and just gave it for free out on the street.
Yeah.
And so I know we did some that were
so
bigger.
That one, it was the water. We donated to, what's that foundation that gives water to the world?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I can't remember what it's called, but that's what we did. We went and donated to that for that day. That was fun.
Oh, that's fun. So Light the World is one that I think is really fun to do throughout the month. And what my cute sister does is they print it out and they say, these are the ones we want to go big on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not every day is this event.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so her hot cocoa stand, that's one of my favorites. They do that. Like we did the water for the people running so that you're not completely overwhelmed. But then it's something fun and something that's service and that you can be paying for.
Yeah, so this was, they have different themes. There was light your community, light your family, light your faith, light the world. And I just think it's really neat. And they also have, along with that, they put up these giving machines. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Are they all over?
So cool. Well, I know they have them in like some major cities around the country. And you can look up locations. But what they are vending machines that you put money in and you're donating things. It's like a service vending machine,
like
basically.
Like an animal for somebody
so
in a different country?
So there's a lot of things. Like, there's small things like you can buy a candy bar or you can buy a sheep for a family in a third world country. Or a polio vaccine, or 100 meals for a food bank. There's a whole lot. Oh, it is lighttheworld.org.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm on comeuntochrist.org, so I think both work. But there's a whole lot of different things and a whole lot of different like levels of money you can give. But they've got them. Let's see. There's New York City. There's London. There's San Jose, California. Gilbert, Arizona. Orem, Utah. Laie, Hawaii. They're just kind of all over the place. Las Vegas. Salt Lake City and Denver, Colorado. And the Philippines. There's one in the Philippines. That's cool.
Oh, that's really cool.
Anyway, so those are really cool. If you're near one of those, it's really neat to check them out and to give inside those.
Okay, so they have a calendar for 2019 available.
Oh, awesome.
So like on Thursday the 5th, this is super cute. Just so simple. Offer a prayer of gratitude for Jesus Christ and his mercy. So what a great way to keep Christ as the center.
Yeah.
Like praying about things, learning about someone. Be really positive today. Greet everyone with a smile that you see today. Like, how simple, but what a great focus on every day. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things is Light the World. I made it to their website one year because I was posting it. And this is cute. They had one, and it was with my father-in-law before he passed away, and because he was failing, his health was ailing. Mm-hmm. And my husband's helping him walk, and it got posted at Times Square.
Oh, that's neat.
They contacted
neat.
Me to post
yeah,
that.
Yeah, if you post sharing their hashtag, they have like a little scrolly thing where you can see other people's posts. So it's really fun to follow the hashtag.
Yeah. Calling your parents right now and tell them how much you love them. Like super simple sweet. Things.
Yes. So that's a really fun tradition as well that we obviously both have loved.
Yeah, you can tell we really like it.
We like doing service during Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Obviously, lots of people do. It's good to do it all times of year, but it's a nice time to focus on Christ and his service and emulate that.
But I think we want to really leave with this episode was just letting you know you can create the Christmas you want to create, mm-hmm. especially if you're a first-time homeschooler and you're maybe feeling in over your head. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, hold up. Like, I'm going to be teaching all day long and I have to do Christmas. Like, nope. You don't like, you can do it however you would like to.
So I was thinking about this a lot lately because Christmas is coming upon us and I honestly have done nothing yet. I've not done a single thing to get ready for Christmas. And usually by now I've kind of thought through gifts or different things, but we've decided we're doing a little trip again and we're going to do one gift per kid. And so it's really, really going to be simple. It made me think though about Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
And when you read that book and you read about their Christmas and this other picture book that I just read, The Apple Tree Christmas, it's an old-fashioned Christmas. And you think about these children and what they get typically is one handmade sewn gift, a peppermint stick and an orange and some nuts. And they are so thrilled and so happy with that simple, simple thing that they get because it's new and it's exciting to them. And our children are so inundated with stuff these days that I think it's hard for them to recognize and value things. And I think when you scale Christmas back, they don't expect as much and there's not that anticipation of the mountain of presents under the tree and they are more appreciative of the few things that they do receive.
Yeah. So we've been doing our trips now since Brigham was a little guy and he's 8 now, so maybe 6 years. Mm-hmm. And, I asked our kids, like, what do you think? We've been mm-hmm. doing this for a long time. And they said the first year was rough. Yeah. Like that was a really difficult transition, but hands down, even the year we got a piano versus a trip, they would pick a trip every single time. Mm-hmm. Like the memories, the fun stuff. And we even hung up a board, a push pin board of the world.
Yeah.
And so we have our pins now of places that we've been and the adventures and we're printing canvas prints of our pictures.
Oh, I love that.
So this year was the Redwoods. We went mm-hmm. over spring break. And so we just did one of them posing like Jedis because that's where movie 6 is filmed in the Redwoods. And so the Return of the Jedi, I believe that one is. But anyway, so it's just been a really fun tradition and like building relationships and enjoying it. But it was fun because homeschool, we've talked about the Redwoods so many times and like, where are the biggest trees in the world? What are they called? And all this to actually experience.
And now they've experienced it. Yeah.
So it got to like bring my homeschool to life.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. And then just also one final thought. I feel like this time of year is so focused on commercialization of Christmas and just taking away the meaning of it. And you were pressured kind of from everywhere, from the media, from friends, from everybody to buy and to give so many things. And I think it's okay to just take a step back from that and to not feel the pressure to do so much. And you can say no and you can simplify and not feel guilt about it.
Yes. I love I think Jody Moore posted it. I love you, but no.
Yeah. Like, I love that too.
Just like, I love you, but no, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys. And we hope you have a wonderful, simple, beautiful, whatever you want to create type of Christmas.
Yep. Yep. Enjoy your family time and have a great December.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.